when people are putting together their money lives as well, I feel like creating that, as you say, the financial freedom, the financial independence is what helps you to enable those moments, because there's a lot of difficulty getting that mental breathing space when you're going through day-to-day life, right? If you're in that sort of really hardworking, grinding job, doing long hours, it can be hard to sort of pull back and think, what do I even want from life to have some satisfaction? Changing your money, how would you say people could change their money or their money mindset to create that different lifestyle, that different approach where they are looking for meaning a bit more?
Well, I think that part of one answer to that question that people miss is that they haven't really put meaning behind their financial goals. So first of all, people haven't really thought about their financial goals. And I did a study where we did this in like five different cities across the country, and we put half people in the room where they got a financial literacy training for about an hour. And then the other half, we had them, I called it a financial psychology intervention. We had them close their eyes and really think about what matters most to them. Like, what are your core values? And we connected those core values to their financial goals, and not just goals, like specifically, what are you envisioning? You know, not like retirement. What does that mean? Like, who are you with? What are you doing? What are you getting up every day? What's exciting you about that? And we had people create pictures, actually, like vision boards, cutting out pictures, drawing pictures, whatever, get them really emotionally connected to those goals and passionate about those goals. And what's so fascinating about that is when you're working towards something like that, that you're really passionate about, it actually makes work better. You have a better experience with work. You actually have a better experience with, delaying gratification and making small little sacrifices today. How do I know they're small and little? Because you've already told me what's big and important. That's what you're really passionate about. And so what we found is when people just spend an hour doing that, 73% increase in their savings rates. 73%.
Wow.
And these people would have said, oh, I can't save anymore. And just to give you some perspective, they were saving about 10%. Now they're up to 17% of their income. Big, big jump. When the educational group had a little jump, went from about 10% to 12%. This got them really fired up. And so a big part of enjoying the moment today and feeling at peace in the moment today is knowing that you're taking care of what matters most. And we encourage people to automate that too. So one of the big hacks here, if you want to get wealthy, get really clear about your financial goals, set up accounts based on those goals. And then this is the real key, automate movement from your checking account to those goals, whatever it is. Some employers allow you to do this really easily before they even give you their paycheck. It just depends on your situation. But before you know it, you'll be achieving those goals. And it also makes you feel better about your current state, even if you're not where you want to be. It's like, yes, I'm a little bit stressed and I'm not doing this, but I have this exciting vision of the future and I'm making progress every single day. It sort of fights against that helplessness. You're taking action, and it just sort of gives you a different experience about the day you're having.
Yeah. Yeah. And that feeling of helplessness, you know, that's been a bit of a theme through this conversation, hasn't it? Fighting back on that feeling of helplessness is so important. You know, people often ask me about where to start investing, where to start saving, how much is worth it. And I'm always such a believer that $1 a week, $5 a week, $20 a week, whatever you can do regularly is worth it, because I'm a true believer that it will lead to more things. It will give you that space to build up to bigger goals. But also, $5 is better than $0. And that feeling of taking control, that feeling of I'm moving closer to my goal, even if it's slower, it's so empowering that you will, without even having to think about it as much, you will start pushing for bigger things, won't you?
I think so. There's something that's really reinforcing about those little successes and decreasing friction, which is a really important concept. That's what automation does. So it capitalizes on the status quo bias, which is our human bias to just keep things the way they are. And, here in the US, gym memberships are really, really good at this. I'm not sure if they do this in New Zealand, but essentially you want to join a gym and they're like, okay, well, just we're going to automatically take some money out of your checking account every month. And it's automated. And so there it happens. You don't even have to think about it, you know? And what happens is
so helpful.
it's so helpful. It's so helpful because you've already decided you want to go to the gym. You probably have a vision of this body you want to have or this experience you want to be having physically. And all the admiration you're going to get as you're walking on the beach. And so what's it going to take for you to go cancel that subscription? Well, you're going to have to think of, well, all right, I guess I don't want that. So I guess I don't want to be healthy. And so people don't do it. So they just leave it the way it is and they talk themselves into why they're doing it. So it's essentially harnessing what is quite often used against us, quote, against us, and using it for yourself. Because if you have money going, and by the way, you've already done the hard work. So even if it's $5, like you said, you've already established an account. You've set up a link. You've picked some investments. I mean, you've done all the hard work. And then money is just flowing automatically into an account that you've identified. And it really helps to name these accounts too. So your financial freedom account or your kids, you know, college savings account, whatever it is, new car, new house. You're not going to rob from those accounts. You're not going to go take that money out and spend it. And that's the problem with like an amorphous savings account or checking account or whatever. You look at that account and you're like, oh, I got a couple grand in there. I'll just go buy this. Happens to all of us. So, because you haven't identified a goal and attached it to a goal. Meanwhile, if it's like, oh, it's my Europe vacation account, you know, for 2028 or whatever, you're not going to go steal from that for a cup of coffee. Like, that's important to you. And so it's using some of these mental hacks to your benefit.
100%. You want that cup of coffee to be in Paris, not, you know, just down the road. You have to link it to something real, because if it's just someone like you and I having a conversation being like, make sure you save money, otherwise you're a very naughty person, who's really going to stick with that for more than a week or two? Whereas if it's, I want to be able to have enough money to buy a house, or I want to be able to have enough in investments that I'm not going to quit my job, but I'm going to go for this other job that pays a little bit less, but I love the sound of that industry. You know, all of these things, make it real. And you can name your bank accounts these days. You can be right there for if you go to crack into it, you're facing that goal and saying, oh, I don't actually want to sabotage myself. It's right there, you know? Naming it is powerful, isn't it?
It's so powerful. Because it really activates the emotional part of our brain. And that's the part of our brain that's making most of our moment-to-moment decisions.
100%.
And if you don't have a clear vision that's exciting, how do you override the desire to spend right now? Because that's how we're wired. We're wired to consume right now. And so I'll tell you what's way more exciting than a checking account. It's like, oh, a delicious latte, or what a shiny car, or a shiny thing. What is it? Oh my God, look, I can feel it. I can touch it. I can taste it. I mean, that's how we're wired. And so you have to hack that by feeling, touching, tasting this other goal. And then if you automate it, then you don't have to worry about fighting that internal battle all the time. Because by the way, so they've done some studies on meditation, and I'm about to offend a bunch of very cool people out there who are meditators. But the bottom line is that they have connected it to the more you meditate, the worse your finances. And it's because, think about what meditation does. It helps you focus on the present moment, not worried about the future, not worried about the past. And it's a dose response. So essentially, the more you meditate, the worse your finances, the worse investing decisions you make, because you're more focused on the moment. And so, by the way, I'm a huge fan of meditation. All I'm suggesting is automate before you meditate, because when you get really immersed in the moment, you're not going to care about the future as much. But that is sort of, by the way, really good for your mental health, not so great for your financial health unless you've already established those goals, because you have to be a little future oriented to be good with money, a little bit of future orientation, which we're not wired to do. So you have to sort of overcome that natural inhibition to sacrifice in the moment for the future.